Hello and welcome to another CFA Institute Research Challenge podcast. My name is Brian Stipe. I'm the director of the Research Challenge, and I'm joined today by Susan Mock, partner of Mock Creative Services. Susan is a communication trainer, coach, and strategist who has worked with many CFA Institute Research Challenge teams on improving their presentations and is here to share some of that knowledge with us today. Susan, thanks for joining us again. Let's talk about the presentation that the students are going to be giving. What should they be doing before the final round starts?
Get to the room early, get a sense of the room, and this always happens. I mean, prepare for everything. Redundancy is really important. I mean, make sure that the control, that the remote is working, that it's got a battery in it, or that it's synced up with the slides, that the slides are loaded correctly. This is really, really important.
Yeah, that's a great point. And actually, I would encourage the students to speak with the society representative who's setting up the competition and ask that you can actually advance through your slides before you start.
Absolutely.
And you're given a few minutes before your actually presentation starts. And this could be before the audience has filled in, or
right.
It could be right before you go on, just to make sure everything is working correctly.
Right.
And then you start.
Right. Now, if the unspeakable happens, something blows, and you have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared for everything going wrong, and how are you going to react to that? And, the SMART team will have all kinds of contingency plans for how you're going to convince the judges that you know what you're doing and that you know how to defend your recommendation.
And Susan, what happens if a student freezes while giving their presentation, say in the middle of making a point or trying to clarify an opinion? They freeze, there's an awkward pause. How should the team handle
it? It happens to everybody. I mean, read the history of the world is filled with really strong leaders who just flubbed something. I mean, it happened to George Washington. It happened to Winston Churchill. What is important is not what happens. It's how you react to it. It's cheerfully saying, excuse me, I didn't mean that, and smile in a confident way and smoothly continue on. I've never seen a student completely freeze, but if you're really a strong team and somebody really does freeze, then somebody needs to enter the breach and say, well, I'll continue that conversation, and just literally don't act like something tragic has happened. Just, well, that didn't work out, and just continue on. You must march forward and keep that argument, keep on that thread of that argument and that strength and that confidence that the team has collectively.
How would you suggest the students prepare for their presentation? Should it just be practicing their two-minute part on their own, or should they be working on their own in addition to the team?
They should practice individually, but they should also practice in a team. We want to avoid looking like it's four separate people speaking about four separate subjects. So I think that interaction, as you and I have seen, Brian, the winning teams, they've been practicing out loud and as a team. And if you can, get somebody in your school, get a classroom in your school, get an audience, really have people who know you and love you and respect you say, that looked really weak, that doesn't make any sense, you garbled your argument, we're not sure what you were saying, you took too long to answer a question. You need to really get feedback is really important, and the more practice that they have practicing as a team, the better. I also urge my clients and my MBA students to visualize. Literally envision in your head and together what it will look like when the four of you look super, super handsome and super, super pretty, and all of you look absolutely brilliant, and you are giving a really, a spectacular, world-class presentation.
In addition to practicing in front of an audience and soliciting their feedback about the presentation, would it benefit the teams to record themselves, whether with a video camera or audio, and then play it back to see how the presentation went?
When I am coaching an executive or when I'm coaching students, I always film them. And it's extremely eye-opening to look at the film.
Is there such a thing as over-practicing?
Well, to the extent, Brian, that you look like five robots and you're all just chattering away and you're not really connecting with each other or to the audience. You want to practice and still keep that integrity, that multidimensional human touch that people really, really like. So you don't want to come across as robots. And so you want to keep on, you do want to keep on rehearsing, but you make sure that you're still relating to each other and to the judges in a very human way.
Now, Susan, the students only have 10 minutes to give their presentation, and it is timed, so they will be cut off if they go over that 10-minute point. How do they divide up their time, and how do they decide which student will do the intro and breaking up the parts of the presentation?
Every team has to make this decision. I would put, frankly, your strongest speaker first and last. So that's one way to do it, and that is that there be a person who steps forward and at the end, well, reminds the judges once again what the recommendation was and how the team defended that recommendation, and then welcoming questions.
Okay. And defining roles amongst the team members, who should be deciding who the strongest speaker is?
These students are very smart, Brian. They know. In my opinion, every project needs a boss. What I would recommend is that every team, everybody contributes. Everybody's got to be a leader. But they will know, they're so smart that they know pretty much who is the most confident speaker and who's got the most experience. And my faith in humanity tells me that they'll figure out among themselves how to do this. And if they're fighting and there's a lot of jealousy, when they're not a team. They're not a team.
Okay. And I would also suggest that if you're covering a very, very technical point, that person who's speaking about that has to know what it is that they are talking about.
Yeah.
They can't just be reading words. They
Absolutely.
Need to understand what the meaning is because it
yeah.
comes across to
right.
the judges.
It's very obvious when somebody's in over their head. And everybody has strengths. And it's I think that, you know, doing a SWOT analysis, you know, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, it might be a way for a team to start off and figuring out, what is strong about the team, what's weak about the team, what are your opportunities, and what are your threats. And you'll be able to figure out from there what the best strategy is.
And Susan, how important is it for the students to arrive on time and together well ahead of the time that their final presentation starts?
I've seen a team lose because somebody on the team came in late and was very ruffled and was very, very nervous and was in a very bad mood because of the traffic. Show up as early as you humanly can. You want to avoid things like you want to know exactly how close you're going to be. You want to know how the lights work. You want to know how everything works. You want to befriend the wonderful man or woman who's in charge of the technical details. Make sure that you know that person's name, that you treat that person very, very respectfully, and that this person is there to help you. And being early is absolutely critically important. Troubleshooting in advance is what I call it.
Susan, as the students approach the stage, should they simply go up to the stage and begin their presentation, or should they shake hands with the judges before their presentation begins?
I would recommend shaking hands with the judges. It gives you an opportunity to have a human connection with them. It gives you an opportunity to look at, it's very important. At least in New York, eye contact is very, very important. And it just looks professional. It looks respectful to the judges, and judges are human. You want to be very respectful of the judges. And one of you, again, may be handing out some supplemental material so that they, you know, to enhance your presentation.
And during the local final, before it's the student's turn to approach the stage, they're often sequestered in a room where they can't hear the current presentations, and sometimes they have up to 45-minute wait before it's their turn to take the stage. How do the students deal with this? The anticipation is building, and they're starting to get nervous. What should the students be doing while they're in the green room getting ready to go on stage?
I think they should relax. I think they should relax. I think they should loosen up. I think that they should might do a team huddle and talk to each other and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be great. I think they should use the opportunity to relax and to visualize. We're going to be great. We've rehearsed. We've done a brilliant job at our research. We've our slides are great. We've checked everything in advance. Just relax. And then when you come out, you know, you want to come out looking smiling and confident, even though you're quivering inside and you're scared and you're nervous. Pretend that you feel confident.
Susan, the day before the competition, I've seen students come in very tired from being up the night before, practicing, trying to get some last-minute practice sessions in and going over the presentation. What should the students be doing either the day of or the day before their final presentation?
Staying up all night and drinking coffee and all that melodrama, I think it's a sign of amateurs. I think it's important to work out the day, the very day that you're presenting. You want to look fit. You want to look healthy. You want to look relaxed. I also coach, when I coach students, I tell them, you get a haircut. You make sure that you shave tomorrow. Your skirt is too short. You're going to be up on a stage. I am their coach. I tell them, you know, grooming is extremely important. And it's really important to make sure that they look very, this is a job interview. That let's call it what it is. It's a way for you to gain exposure to very influential people in that room.
That is the end of the CFA Institute Research Challenge podcast on getting ready for your presentation. My name is Brian Stipe. I'm the director of the Research Challenge, and I thank you for listening. Please check out the Research Challenge website for more podcasts, and also look for us on iTunes as we continue to offer up preparation techniques and tips for all of you students who are preparing for your local final.